in the studio, comedian John Kearns. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Welcome to Australia. You've got your show, Sight Gags for Perverts, opening up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival tomorrow night. It won the Edinburgh Fringe Best Newcomer Award last year, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And we've pretty much just been talking about how high your singing voice is in the little break there.
Yes, I can sing very high. That's why I liked... what was that guy before? I can't remember his name.
Dustin Tebbit.
I like that guy. And I can sing that high.
It's good.
So, why, can I ask, why are you called the Doctor?
It's difficult. I play in a band and they didn't like the name Lindsay when I joined the band. So through a long, elongated process, we came up with the Doctor.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Sorry. I imagine everyone knows that.
No, people, I normally just sort of change the subject. But no.
They just ignore it. Yeah, yeah, Doctor.
Absolutely. Why are you called John Kearns?
That is a ridiculous question.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my name.
That's true.
Come on now. I didn't come at you asking why you called Lindsay.
Yeah, good point, I suppose.
Come on.
How did you realise that you sing really, really high? Do you have a musical past?
No, I can't. Well, everyone can sing.
True.
Just not necessarily... good or bad. Have you seen, there's this video that's gone viral. I think they're called Future Islands. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes, I have heard of Future Islands.
Have you seen that? Have you seen his performance on Letterman?
On Letterman. Let me just remind everyone what we're talking about here. Future Islands.
Yes.
Now, you're a fan of the Future Islands?
My God, this has changed my life. I think it's one of... Sorry, have you been playing it?
We have played Future Islands. Zan Rowe, our morning's presenter, was just at South by Southwest and had a chat to the main guy and hugged him a couple of times as well. She's a massive fan.
He wants me... I want to get ripped. I want to get a black T-shirt. And I want to... When he goes... You know, there's this bit where he grabs his collar and then his voice just goes... He goes like proper... From the gut, it's from the heart, and you're looking at him. His eyes don't move. His dancing is. I mean, he has changed my life.
Wow. Okay. When I spoke to Zan about Future Islands, I wasn't convinced because I'd only seen the Letterman thing, and I was trying to work out what got them onto Letterman because that was the first time we'd seen this gentleman dance so beautifully. It's like he's almost like he's hypnotizing prey with that dance. That's the kind of dance.
God,
it looks like.
It's so good.
And
so good.
I think you're selling them to me, actually.
It's phenomenal. It just, the commitment. Do you know what I mean? He is doing that, and no one's going to stop him. It's just beautiful to watch someone so committed to an idea. And the best thing is the band behind him.
They don't move.
No. I don't know where these guys met. But, I mean, it's phenomenal that it's happening on American television. It's absolutely wonderful. I love that.
You know what? Look, I wasn't going to, but since you've pretty much just, you know, you've made us believe, I'm going to play the whole song right now.
Oh, yes.
Can I get you to just sing a little bit of it for us, or at least dance for us, John?
I'll tell you what... I can't. People are listening right now going, please don't sing over it.
All right, we'll get through the song and then we'll make you do something for us, John.
Cool. All right.
Triple J.
What a track. Everyone dance right. Just stand up, sway your hips.
I want to see photos. Text in photos of you dancing to this song. 0439 757 555. Do it for John Kearns. I've been waiting.
I've been waiting on you,
John Kearns. That was Future Islands on Triple J Seasons, as requested, well, unwittingly requested by John Kearns in the country for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. How was your dancing there, sir?
Oh, it's just so uplifting. We were talking during it a little bit. There's no irony.
No.
He is just, it's like he's in his bedroom and he's not aware anyone's looking. And that is the joy of it. I mean, it's just great.
Grant in Melbourne says it's Rod Stewart meets someone, but I just can't quite place it. I like it, though. So there you go. A few people aren't sold. Ange in Melbourne is not sold.
I think he looks like Marlon Brando.
He does. He's got a solidness to him, doesn't he, when he's dancing?
Which is not you wouldn't mess with him.
You wouldn't because he would sing to you as he murdered you. Hey, we've got these texts. We've got a bunch of people sending in photos of themselves dancing to the song since you reckon it's such a good song to dance to, and I agree. Lucy from Curl Curl, hello.
Hello, how are you, Lindsay and John?
Oh. Hey, Lucy.
How you going?
Now,
you're building up a sweat?
Yeah. I thought it'd be better to work out in my bedroom than actually go and work out.
Oh, now you sent us the photo of you in your workout gear, which is a little bit skimpy,
yeah,
I will tell you.
Half.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by half? What do you mean by half?
I was only half dressed. There's more to the ensemble.
Okay, so you sent
What is this radio station?
No, I know.
Sorry. It's fine.
Okay, so this is you do put more clothes on when you go outside.
Of course,
okay.
I do, but it's very humid in Sydney, so I was getting to it.
Okay, well, thank you. So your workout.
Lindsay, are you going to send me this photo? I'm just staring literally at a wall.
John, it's in the Triple J vault now.
It's in the vault, I'm sorry, John. But we do have a photo of you dancing, John, so maybe we can do a bit of a quid pro quo kind of deal here.
Oh, please.
So you've done your workout there, Lucy, and so you're done for today?
Yep, I'm just going to go to the pub now.
Perfect.
Yeah. 3-minute workout.
That's
what the song is, Future Islands. Now, also, you're doing something quite exciting in a month, Lucy.
Yes, I am. Well, I have to make up for the last 6 months of unemployment, so I thought I'd go be unemployed in another country.
And which country is that?
I'm moving to Hawaii.
Look at that. You're moving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in Sydney till then, so it means you don't actually go and get to see John Kearns do his comedy at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Unfortunately not. Yeah. I wasted all my money on a Jetstar ticket. I thought, where can I go that's sunny and tropical and everyone's on holidays? I'll go to Hawaii.
Have they got jobs there?
Oh, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Oh, yeah, that is... You know what? John, that is the story. That is the message of Future Island song Seasons Waiting on You. That is the story.
There you go.
It's beautiful. Oh, Lucy, thank you so
much. Life imitating art, guys.
So much. That is beautiful. Hey, we've got to talk to someone else, Lucy, but it was lovely to chat to you. Stefan from Melbourne, what is your dancing outfit for dancing to Future Islands for John Kearns?
Hey, mate, just in my work uniform.
So just, we're talking... What are you wearing?
I'm just wearing my fluoro shirt, mate, just rocking it out here in the factory.
Are you got trousers on, or are you someone else who's just wearing?
Yeah, I got pants on, mate.
You do. I don't want John to think that everyone listens to my show is just wearing underpants. That's unfair. So you're a Boilermaker dude. You took a break from Boilermaking to have a dance to the song. Have you heard the song before?
No, I actually haven't. You just told me to dance. So
what do you do? You make boilers.
No, not exactly. I just weld, and I work with sheet metal, really.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good. That's excellent. So a break from sheet metal. Good. Hey, Stefan, thank you so much for sending us your dancing photo. I might have to put a little gallery of these up on Facebook after the show.
This is great. Thanks for giving me an excuse to dance, mate.
Oh, yeah. It seems like you don't need much of an excuse to dance.
No, I don't really, mate. I dance all the time.
Watch the video.
Yeah, watch the Future Islands video, Stefan. Good on you, dude. All right. Oh, my goodness. John Kearns in the studio. I haven't even talked about your own singing.
I was about to say.
John Kearns in the country for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Is there any... Yes. Now, we've been doing a lot... We talked a lot about dancing and singing. There will actually be dancing, well, definitely singing, at your show that starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, it opens with me basically giving the audience a chance to leave because a comedy night is not a crash. I have no idea who the audience are, so I've no idea if you're going to find it funny. Some of the audience hate it, some of the audience like it, so I give people a chance to leave where I sing over a funk instrumental. And by sing, I just mean scream over it. And then if people are sat there still after that, then I say, well, I just, you know,
that you can
I warned you. Do you know what I mean? If you didn't like that, then...
Do many people leave? Do you get many leavers?
Well, no. In fact, a lot of people do stay. and then at the end, I sing a Bruce Springsteen song as well.
Oh, good.
Because Bruce drives the show. He really does. It's all about being a man and kind of how, you know, bring on criticism.
When you say being a man, you mean a man wearing what looks like a wig and fake teeth as well?
Yes, yeah. I wear a wig, fake teeth. I put a dress on just near the end of the show. I come on wearing an inflatable horse costume that's deflated. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but the idea is that it distracts you. It's a disguise rather than a costume. It's a bit kind of like a Trojan horse. You're laughing, you're wondering what the hell's going on. Who is this weirdo? But then hopefully by the end of the show, you see there's heart behind it. So silliness to begin with, but yeah, there is heart, hopefully.
And before you know it, you've won Best Newcomer at the Edinburgh Fringe with that Trojan horse.
Yeah, well, it was crazy. I mean, I went up on my own. I had a day job and took all my holiday, and it was a free show as well because I couldn't afford a paid venue, and I didn't have an agent or anything like that. So the idea that, you know, I'm now sitting in Australia getting ready to do 20 shows kind of, really shows what a difference a year can make, really.
Absolutely. What can I ask, what you're doing for a paid job? Did it have anything to do with comedy? Was it...
No, I was a tour guide at the Houses of Parliament in London. So I took kids around, and then at night I screamed my head off in a room above a pub, and then the next day I'm standing in the middle of the House of Commons talking to them about David Cameron. So
that's
double life. Really.
That is quite a double. That's like a superhero style double life. Especially being wearing
just without the just without everything that comes with being a superhero.
What kind of parts of the Houses of Parliament do you have to show people? Is it like there's
everywhere? Everywhere.
There's the West. What's that? What are there? There's
the West common,
Westminster
Come
system.
Come on, man.
Westminster. It's the same system as us. So you got like two houses, and there's like what? There's diplomats' offices and stuff. I'm sorry.
You got the House of Commons. You got the House of Lords.
Yes.
And you got the Queen. Those are the three parts of Parliament.
Yes,
and I took them round. I showed, you know, like when they weren't sitting, you showed them round. You showed them how they voted. And then when they were debating, I sat up there with the kids. And, for about the past 4 years, I watched debates every day.
Did anyone know that you were a comedian as well?
Yeah, a few people did. But, you know, I kind of kept it very separate. But then when I won the award, it kind of... I had to leave and things kind of got a bit weird. But, I tried to keep them very, you know, I was very strict on tours. There was no laughing.
All right.
I was very, very strict.
By the book. This is the House of Lords. The Lords are in there. Shut up and watch them.
That was exactly what I said. And then, you know, the idea that at night I'd be completely messy. I mean, yeah, it's weird looking back. It's very strange. I mean, this time last year, that's exactly what I was doing. I was doing it 6 months ago.
What about, have you had any politicians or lords turn up at your shows?
No, a few MPs tried stand-up, actually. And there was one incident where I remember I was on the same bill as them. And it was just the most surreal... I just had no idea what was going on. I was looking at this Member of Parliament telling jokes, and I mean, I can't even explain what was going on in my head.
Was he re-elected? Does this thing work?
He was awful. It was for a thing, and it was the worst. It was just horrific, absolutely horrific.
On Triple J, that is Circa Waves and Stuck in My Teeth. I played that since the guest in my studio now has his teeth stuck in
when he's
on stage. See?
Very good. Very good at your job.
Thank you. It's a good connection.
I cannot stress this enough.
I didn't win no Comedy Festival Newcomer Awards like you did at the Edinburgh Fringe last year.
We're all good at something once. Oh. Come on now. you're doing this day in, day out.
Well, you've got 22 of these shows kicking off tomorrow night, don't you? I believe that's
yes,
that's day in, day
out. From Mondays.
Ah, Mondays off. Well, it kicks off tomorrow night. You're doing this is John Kearns, we should say. Sight Gags for Perverts is the name of John Kearns' show at the Melbourne Town Hall, where there's so many great comedy things. You know, when you won the comedy, the Best Newcomer last year, the other nominees included Aisling B, Liam Williams, Romesh Ranganathan, and someone named Matt O'Kine.
Yeah, I beat that guy.
He's out. He does our breakfast show. Along with
I know.
Have you seen him since?
No, I haven't. I only met him at the photo shoot. Because the thing with these shows is that you don't ever see any other person's show because you're always doing your own thing. So I actually I've only met him twice, but he seems a lovely man. He's pretty new to the breakfast show. Yeah.
Yeah, he started this year. Yeah.
But and he very funny man. But the thing is, like with comedy, it's like it doesn't matter, like. Me, you don't really win in comedy. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's a weird thing. It's not like a sport where the strongest guy is clearly the strongest guy. Like somebody might completely hate me, but love Matt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's obviously I was delighted to win, but at the same time, it's, the nomination is kind of, he did very well.
Well, you got to meet Steve Coogan when he handed you the award, so that's pretty exciting.
I did, was crazy.
I'm going to bring up a voice from your past. Just because Liam called in. Liam, say good day to your best mate, John Kearns.
Johnny, how you doing, mate?
Well, I mean, Liam, who calls in? I do not understand this. Why are you calling in? who calls the radio station?
I don't know. I just got the number off the internet. I didn't realise it would get straight through. I thought it would be like press one to speak to operator and stuff. It got straight through.
Our fortress has been penetrated.
It doesn't make any sense. Who hears their mate on the radio and goes, I'll call the radio station to chat to my mate? You usually listen, but no, you call in and, I mean, I don't know what... I don't know what you want. I spoke to you a couple of hours ago.
You didn't even tell me you were here for comedy. You said you're coming to visit me.
Oh, come on. Oh, so you live here, do you there, Liam?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you guys known each other?
20 plus years.
Oh, dear. What's your earliest memory of John Kearns there, Liam?
Probably crying in the playground.
What is this? Do you know what? I'm on here. I'm working. I'm promoting.
Not really.
Oh, look
at this. What do you do for a job, Liam?
I'm a salesman. I'm on the road.
Similar.
This is the oddest. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm jet lagged. I'm talking.
I tell you what.
Why are you calling in the radio station?
Are you looking for free tickets, Liam?
Don't worry. I've already sorted them out.
When are you going to see John?
Friday, Saturday, and. Well, whenever else can get a free ticket.
Okay, good. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what.
He's a liability, by the way. He will do something before we hang up on him now. He will say something. He will kick off.
I am going to just bring up... Oh, no. Up. Thank you, Liam. It's lovely to talk to you, sir.
All right. Enjoy work, John.
Yeah.
Enjoy
working. Do you know what this is, work? I'm sweating in here.
You are. Well, you've been dancing. You've been dancing like a fool to Future Islands. And we've got lovely photos that I'm going to tweet of John Kearns dancing. Hey, John Kearns, thank you so very much. I want you to have fun at these shows. I'm sorry that your mate Liam's going to be at least three of them. That's going to tarnish those shows.
Unbelievable. He came over here for a girl, by the way.
Oh, did he?
He completely ditched me.
Oh.
So,
I didn't realise it was like that. It's like Gwyneth and Chris Martin. I'm sorry. You guys consciously uncoupled. hey, it's really nice to meet you, sir. Have a great time at the Melbourne Town Hall. Kicking off tomorrow night at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Going through to the 20th of April, excepting Mondays. And we'll talk to you soon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, man.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.